This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The quality, it's not just that we're being propagandized from this administration. The quality of the propaganda really does feel like something out of a backwater regime. I mean, the idea that Vladimir Putin is responsible for the destruction of the U.S. dollar, and that we're supposed to believe this, when Joe Biden did two things when he came into office that caused the inflation crisis. One, he passed the American Rescue Act, and two, he reversed President Trump's energy revolution. Those two actions, and those two actions alone, are what created the conditions for this inflation crisis.
That, folks, is Stephen Miller. He used to work for the Trump administration, now has his own firm that does quite a bit. I want to meet this guy. He's nerdy, but he's a fun nerd. Welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Stephen Miller speaks the truth. See, Joe, what he's saying is the quality of lies of the Biden administration are such that they take what is obviously a lie, and they try to sell it. An obvious lie. You want to hear an obvious lie? An obvious lie is Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. He's got a great soul. He's a good kid, a good human being. And in fact, he's a Renaissance man. Now, if I can convince you of that, I can convince you of anything. That is the most ridiculous thing that anybody could propose to you about Hunter Biden. But they lie to your face. They tell you, trust Joe Biden. Look, you guys have heard me talk about Joe Biden being what he is, a pathological liar, a guy who lies for no reason, a guy who lies when the truth is so easy to prove. Go listen to any of his clips and ask yourself, how could a person say the things that this man says and think he could get away with it? But he does it. And he does it for sport. But here's the problem he's got now. Zero credibility. Not 1%, not 2%. 0% credibility. Stephen Miller is going, nobody's believing this nonsense. Do you think that, so Vladimir Putin doubled the price of gasoline? The price of gasoline had doubled before Putin ever did anything in Ukraine. Putin became the next boogeyman. And let me tell you, you got smart. You people got smart and you said, you know what? You're not pulling the wool over our eyes anymore. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. I'm going to talk about the Bidens in more detail. And the reason I'm going to talk about this is because I'm letting you know in the big picture scheme how all this house of cards, how this house of cards is going to collapse. It's already begun. I'm glad you guys are a part of this today. Be sure to share the show with other people. If I could get you to do me one favor, if you listen to the show and you enjoy it, contact one person. Just say, hey, found this show, or guys, I listened to Kevin, had a great show today. Download it. There'll come a day where I don't have to ask you. I promise you. Social media does not want this show to get out. It's our responsibility to do that. It's presuming that you're here as more than just a taker, and you're also willing to give. Just do that. One little thing. For those of you who have joined the backstage pass, thank you. Thank you, guys. Been tremendous. People who have become recurring donors. Look, I don't care if it's a buck. We can't plan unless you support us with recurring donations. I love the people send us a check. Bob and Carol sent me a nice check. My buddy Albert out of California, he never needs to donate to me again. This guy sent a lot of money. But what we need is the consistency. You can't run an organization on a hope and a prayer. Well, I hope we make payroll. I'm going to make payroll if I got to come out of my pocket. If I got to go strip and get on the Sunset Strip, I will make payroll. I got it like that. What are y'all looking at? My producer's looking at me like I could go out and make some money. I better stop it. You know I can. Anyway, I'm not going to let anybody not eat on my team. But they deserve more. They deserve more than my economics will allow. That's for doggone sure. Stop shaking your head. Shut up. We know that. But we do it as a labor of love. We do. And there have been many times these guys, my producers would tell you, I would have said, guys, look, let me go do another business where I can bring you in and actually pay you a fair wage. And they would be like, okay. But, you know, it is what it is. We're committed. And there is no group more committed. You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said to me, Kevin, there is no doubt in my mind of your commitment. And I thought to myself, it warmed my heart.
It made me want to cry.
No, I didn't want to cry. But I was very warmed that this is a lady that runs a group of very powerful individuals. Well-heeled, as they say, very wealthy. And she says, there is no question in our minds you are the real deal. And I thought to myself, man, no better words could be spoken about me. I remember when Joe the plumber said the same thing. People were screwing Joe over left and right. He came to me. This is a dude that doesn't talk to many people. And he said to me, you know what, Kevin? He goes, man, you do what you say. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here because I am doing what I say. And I just played that clip from Stephen Miller, who's saying Joe Biden's a liar. It's obvious. And he's talking about the quality of the lies. And we're going to delve into this. If we get a chance, we'll talk a little bit about Elon Musk, because I could almost dedicate an entire show to him, certainly an hour. But and then I want to get into some other polling numbers that are going to be bad news for Joe Biden. Now, we talked earlier about inflation. We talked about the lack of support that Joe Biden got from Macron. This is the French president who said, I will not declare Putin a terrorist or whatever the Joe Biden wants because Joe Biden wants it. He essentially said, look, I'm not going there. I'm not escalating because you need a political buddy. You know, phone a friend, Joe, if you got one. See what Barack has to say, if you could keep up with him when Barack, you saw the deal at the White House when Barack Obama just pretty much ignored Joe Biden. Who would do that? A sitting president, I swear, if you see that video, you see Barack Obama acting like, yeah, I ain't paying no attention to Joe. He ain't even president. He announced him as a VP. He still thinks of him as his underling. Don't trust me. Go look at the video. See if you disagree. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to have Stephen Miller comment about Hunter Biden. He had some additional things to say in that piece that we played earlier, but that was the gist of it. He's going to talk about Hunter Biden. We're going to go into the Biden family in a little bit more detail. Nothing is going to shock you, but it's going to be fun to listen to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are in serious problems, in serious, what they call dire straits. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I know you go, Kevin, so what? You say that all the time. I'm only reinforcing Mr. Feelgood. This is Dr. Feelgood program. I'm reinforcing why it is so good. How you need to go out and think about this. Because, see, if you wrap your mind around it the other way, it could cause you problems. It could cause you issues. You could, man, this inflation and all. Yeah, all that's bad. But when you think about it in the bigger context of what does it do? What does it validate? It validates everything that you've said. And the piling on of it is something you have to learn to discipline. You do. And you have to learn how to think differently about it. So I want you to understand it in a way that may seem repetitive, but I'm spicing it up. That's what I do every day, five days a week, 2 hours a day. So I'm glad you're here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We talked about lots of polls. And I told you, it doesn't matter which ones you look at, they're all bad. And there's a reason, that the underlying reason of why are we getting this information, why are they not spinning it, is what you should be concerned, what you should be listening to. That's the noise behind the other stuff, the white noise, they call it. Shh. That's what you're listening to, because there's a code inside of there. It's actually going. That's what you should be listening for, because it's coded. How many different things can somebody, you know, talk about with Biden that wasn't discussed before? I don't know how many polls on a previous show. What did we do? Did we do like 3 polls, 4 polls? None of them good for Biden. You ready for another one? CNN, Biden youth approval polling. Here's what they write. Young Americans have turned on Joe Biden. Let me tell you something. They didn't turn much. They weren't for him to begin with. They say that's a shocking finding of a Gallup analysis of its polling. Let me say this, people. The polls have not changed. I want you to understand. The polls have not changed. What's changed is whoever builds the polls, whoever constructs it, whoever commissions it, finances it, has said, here's the new narrative. We can now allow people to hear what we wouldn't allow them to hear when we were doing the coup. Don't get it twisted. Nothing has changed. The only thing that changed is the people that hold the power have said it's okay now to report this. And if you understand that, now you get it. In the early days of the Biden presidency, they released this week, in the early days of the Biden presidency, from January 2021 to June 2021, an average of 6 in 10 adult members of Generation Z, those born between 97 and 2004, approved of what Biden was doing, of the job Biden was doing. 60%, they say, approved. Well, let me tell you what, that's a lie. I don't need statistical evidence. You don't have to believe me, but it's a lie. It's what they were told to tell you. Now somebody's going, nope, don't report that anymore. Now they say, during the period from September 21 to March 22, that number has plummeted to an average of just 39%. Now, if you say to me, Kevin, how can you say that, man? I mean, you don't know what you're talking about. Let me just say this. I can ask a question. In a way, I can ask it in 10 different ways and finally get to what I want, no matter how bad things are. I can ask that question in a way that'll get me what I want. And now they're telling you, they're asking the questions that are getting them what. If they said we asked the identical question of the identical group of people and it went from 60%, 6 out of 10 to 4 out of 10, I would say, that's a statistical model that I could at least follow. They aren't telling you that. I looked at this thing. These different polls are not, number one, from the same people, which is fine. It's okay. I'll even go tell you that if you were to give me the profile of an audience that was similar to the one before and you came out that it was 60% before and 40% now, I would say that's the case. That's not the case. You want to know what I honestly think? I think they say, here's the polling data. They get the data, and somebody goes, toss the data. Here's what we will report. Now, you can say, Kevin, that's a real conspiracy theory there. It is, of sorts. But I will bet you money, there are polls. They don't get what they want, but they still say, here's what we're going to report. Have you ever really gone into depth on any of these polls when the Quinnipiac report and this such and such report, whatever? It's rare that you say, give me the demographic. Tell me that I want to see the registered voter, you know, things for whoever, from whomever. It's, for all intents and purposes, they could be calling their grandmother 1,000 times. You have no idea. Anyway, they go on. Among millennials, those born between 81 to 96, the collapse is similarly stark. Biden's approval rating stood at 60% in the aggregated Gallup numbers in the first half of 2021, compared with 41% more recently. that loss in confidence among young people was, interestingly, not as steep among older groups. Over that same period, Biden's approval rating among baby boomers, born between 46 and 64, dipped by only 7 points. Among traditionalists, those born between 1946, his approval rating was unchanged. Now, some of the discrepancy is because younger Americans were far more positive about Biden at the start of his presidency than older ones. And they go on to explain it. He says, it's clear in other surveys that there has been a significant lessening of enthusiasm for Biden among younger Americans. I'm going to tell you, find me younger Americans, please do, that were excited about Biden. There are more younger Americans excited about Bernie Sanders than Joe Biden could have had in 10 lifetimes. They weren't excited. If you want to believe this, that's fine. The numbers are favor me, but I still don't believe it. They go on to say, Quinnipiac released a poll last week that showed that 21% of those aged 18 to 34 said they approve of the way Biden was handling his job. 58% disapprove. By comparison, 36% of Americans aged 36 to 45 and 35% of Americans aged 50 to 64 approved of Biden's performance. Over 65, 48% approve. So what they're saying is youngsters are the ones not approving. It's not just youngsters. None of these people approve of Biden. Look, I don't want to drive this point any further home. I'm disgusted by the polling. And this is a poll that proves exactly my point. Joe Biden is losing the youth vote, but he's also losing the Hispanic vote. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that in the context of who's going after the Biden family and why.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's foreign minister says his country is beginning a new phase of the war in Ukraine. Sergei Lavrov saying in an interview with India Today, it would be a very important moment of this entire special operation. Lavrov adding that Russia is against using nuclear weapons against Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appears to be hinting that the Department of Justice will appeal a federal judge's decision to strike down the mask mandate on planes and other forms of public transportation.
We obviously feel confident in our authorities here, given we put the mask mandate in place and asked for 15 additional days to evaluate data based on public health information.
The judge ruled an extension of the mandate was unconstitutional because the CDC violated administrative law. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration says it plans to make it easier for lower-income student loan borrowers to get debt forgiveness through an existing program that has enrolled millions of people but provided few with relief. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced they are lifting Title 42 authority at the end of May. Title 42 gave the U.S. broad authority to deport anyone coming from a country where diseases like COVID-19 are spreading. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick estimates what the illegal immigration numbers could be on Fox Business.
If Title 42 is lifted, the projection is 18,000 people a day. If you project that out, even if it's not 18,000 every day, you're somewhere between 4 and 6 million people this year.
Immigration advocates argue Title 42 has been used more as a political tool than to protect the health of Americans. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For the left, for our cultural elites, for our Silicon Valley oligarchs, the ends justify the means. Let's consider the central case in point. One of the most earth-shattering political scandals in American history was the Hunter Biden laptop.
Bingo.
This was an event that should have been the most discussed development of the 2020 election. And it was aggressively suppressed as disinformation in a coordinated campaign. Right, so everyone came out from under their rocks, right? The security state, the media elite, and then Silicon Valley censors. And so the effect of that was to basically kill a story that could have changed the whole course of
Absolutely.
World history. For that power, for that ability, there is almost nothing that they will not do, and almost no principle they won't sacrifice.
And you know, this attitude is alienating precisely the group of people that they claim to represent, the young people of America. In fact, this Quinnipiac poll that just came out over the past few days is devastating. You look at the approval rating among people between 18 and 34 of Joe Biden. It's 21%. They could only get 21% approval for those young people in America. I think we can put that up on the screen there. It just shows, again, that the alienation, that this attitude, this anti-libertarian, anti-First Amendment attitude gets when people are polled about it.
That was David Asman and Stephen Miller discussing what's been going on here. The biggest, I think Stephen Miller said, this was the earth-shattering political happenings, one of the biggest in history. Should have been the most discussed development in the 2020 election, but the security state, the media elite, and Silicon Valley censors killed a story that could have changed the course of world history. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Then Asman goes on to say, well, it's an attitude that's alienating young people, and he referenced the polling that I referenced previously about the youth. Glad you guys are with me. What I'm getting at here is that everybody knows it. This isn't just a Fox News thing anymore. And look, I know left news is out there spinning what they want to spin, but this is not going to go away. Let's hear the rest of what they had to say, because it sheds light on the complexities of what we're dealing with. But what's interesting about this is, as the world gets more complex for the left, it gets simpler for us. It gets simpler for people who finally say, you know what, I've had enough. I've seen enough.
Right.
They become the party of conformity and control.
Yeah.
They're the party that says, you cannot say what you feel, you can't say what you think, or you'll be ostracized, you'll be blacklisted, you'll be banished. This is, of course, going to be hugely alienating to young voters, but it will require Republicans to take up and own the mantle of free speech and say, yes, we are the free speech party, and we're proud of it.
The other thing, of course, that alienates just about everybody are the lies that are coming out of this this administration. Now, everybody was saying it about the Trump administration, counting all the lies, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, when they get up there and say there is no inflation or the borders are closed, and now he's claiming that all the inflation that we've seen from the beginning of his administration is because of Vladimir Putin. In fact, he talked about that yesterday. Let me just play the soundbite of that and get your reaction. Roll tape.
What people don't know is that 70% of the increase in inflation was a consequence of Putin's price hike because of the impact on oil prices. 70%.
70% is hogwash, Stephen. You and I know that. We can put up a chart. It's very simple. You just look at a simple chart. When did this spike in inflation begin? It began practically right after he was elected president in November of 2020, and it hasn't stopped then. The trajectory of that inflation has been consistent. It hasn't. 70% doesn't come from Putin. It all comes from Biden.
Now, we played Stephen Miller's response to that earlier, where he says, of course, it's complete nonsense. It's Biden's fault. But I put this all in the context of the more Biden opens his mouth and proves that he's a liar, the worse it's going to be as we get to the Hunter Biden part of this story. And that's where we are. Well, before we get into that, I want to talk about his polling in another area. This story comes from The Hill. It's a poll spells trouble for Biden with Hispanic voters. Biden has been mired in a stretch of disappointing polls. I'm reading this. But recent surveys suggest he's having particular trouble keeping the support of the Hispanic voters. A Quinnipiac University post published this week found that just 26% of Hispanic voters surveyed approved of Biden's performance, the lowest mark of any demographic group. Now, when they say demographic, they're not talking about youth. I think they're talking about ethnic demographic. So blacks, whatever. Lowest. That statistic right there, just that part of the statement blows me away. Because the Hispanic population has been a pretty sure bet for Democrats, and it's not anymore. It says a drastic decrease in support among Hispanic voters could foreshadow a disastrous midterm election for Biden and the Democrats. Now, for those of you who listen to the program, you're saying, Kevin, I listen to you because you give me hope, man. Look, I promise you folks, I'm not trying to give you hope. It's not like I wake up and go, whew, how can I find something good to tell my audience today so that they do not lose hope, so that they do not want to, do something bad to themselves and not become cutters. No, I'm telling you what is really being told out there. And here's why I had to do it before, because the narrative was so bad against the, Donald Trump sucks and Joe Biden's amazing. And people were like, Kevin, am I missing the boat here? What am I not seeing? I go, you're not seeing. It isn't anything you're missing. It's misinformation. The only thing that's happened between then and now is they are starting to report the truth. They say this, particularly after that block, the Hispanic bloc, seemed to sour on Biden in states such as, get this, Texas and Florida, while propelling him to victory in battlegrounds such as Arizona and Georgia in 2020. Look, I just told you again, those are lies. Donald Trump won Texas, he won Florida handily, he won Arizona and Georgia handily. They cheated Donald Trump in those states, but again, they want you to believe that number is dropping. Now, has the number dropped? Yes, definitely. But it hasn't dropped as bad as they said. we did a show about this a while back where I said the Democrats are going to struggle with this. You can't have Biden at 60, drop him below 40s, and because it's a huge drop. You've got, they would have been better off saying he limped in and now he's dropping. Now it's so big, they got to address it. They can't cover it up. Now they'd like to, but they can't. Now, I don't know who's pulling the strings and why. Why do you put Joe Biden in? Sadly, he was the best the Democrats had to offer. That's the truth. Now they got to take him out. How do you do that selectively? How do you do it without it crushing everybody? I don't think they have an answer. How do you do it and not lose face for the party? How do you do it and not let Republicans gain? And Asman said right there, Republicans, it's the platter is there for you. Just go and start. You know, it's like being in the green room and you're not the star. You can still eat the food. The Democrats have screwed the pooch. All you got to do now is come in and, you know, play vet. So the Republicans, the stage has been set. All you got to do is just walk in, tell the Hispanics, I don't know what, you know, what the message is other than I've said it before. I'm not going to treat you like Hispanics. I'm going to treat you like human beings. I'm not going to worry about your ethnicity. Here's what they said. While Biden's approval numbers might not correlate directly to support for Democratic or Republican candidates in November, Democratic voters low on the president could be less likely to show up at the polls. If Latinos are disapproving of Biden's performance, how might that translate into congressional elections in November? That could translate in two ways. It could translate into Latinos choosing to support a non-Democratic candidate, whether that's a Republican or an independent, remains to be seen in different congressional districts, says Mark Hugo Lopez, Director of Race and Ethnicity Research at Pew Research. But the other way that might happen is that Latino voters may not feel motivated to turn out to vote. Now, of course, the Democrats will accuse the Republicans of voter suppression if they don't get the Latino vote. But the only voter suppression that's happening here is Joe Biden is letting the world know he is as corrupt as Hillary Clinton, and the Democrats are corrupt as a group.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Back with us now from the Federalist, it is senior legal correspondent Margo Cleveland. Margo, it's great to have you back on. You know, Margo, what did you make of this? President Biden's sister Valerie, pretty much, she said on CNN Plus that there are issues. She indicated that there might be issues and problems with the Biden family's business deals overseas, saying, quote, hindsight is everything. What's your take on that comment?
Ridiculous. Hindsight is everything. They knew what they were doing. This was the family making money off of Joe Biden's long, long political career.
Hindsight is everything, huh? That's how they're going to try to spin this. Joe Biden said the same thing.
Well, you know, if I had to do all over again, I mean, you know, yeah, I understand. Yeah, the optics of it.
He knew it at the time. All this is going to come out. The truth will come out about this. And Margot Cleveland went on to say a host of other things, but before we get to that, let me identify who I am. Kevin Jackson, folks, is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm not going to tell you anything you probably don't know today in terms of this story. Maybe you didn't see the Margot Cleveland interview. She's not going to reveal a whole lot that you don't know. There'll be one or two morsels, but they will be important morsels. Pay attention. But more importantly, think there is no box. Don't think outside the box. There is no box. With where this is involving the Bidens, understand they're going to have a tough time getting out of this. And I also believe that there are people who are now no longer in the Biden camp who were before. And I don't know why they've decided to jettison old Joe. They never should have put him in the first place, but that leads to the level of desperation the Democrats had in the beginning. And who are they looking to replace him with? A bunch of old retreads that couldn't make it the first time. How do they think that's going to play out? Do you think any of the people that they got looking to replace Joe Biden are any better? You think these people are ready? Is Buttigieg ready for the world stage? Is Kamala Harris ready for the world stage? Is Elizabeth Warren? These are all people shoehorned into their positions because they either could get votes or it was woke affirmative action nonsense. That's all it is. Buttigieg, Julian Gonzalez, Pocahontas, and on down the line. Nothing but a bunch of misfits and nincompoops, and they want you to believe these are people ready to step in at the highest level, at the level of which Trump performed. They must be out of their minds. And let me tell you something else, people. People are recognizing it. You recognize it. Other people recognize Donald Trump was a rock star. You didn't have to like him. I haven't been with him recently. I think he's a fun guy to be around. Wow. If people only knew. If people only knew about you. Hindsight is everything. Whoa. How about living life through actual vision, the vision that you have, the regular sight? You don't need hindsight to judge us. Look at our deeds. Look at who we are. I don't have to look back in retrospect to go, boy, you know, there were some great conservatives in my life. They're here now. But I also don't have to look back at Joe Biden and go, hindsight. I can watch these people right now and know what the deal is. They want you, oh, we didn't know. Well, who knew that Burisma was crooked? Who knew that I shouldn't be dealing with Russian oligarchs? Blah, blah, blah. We knew. I know I knew. Anyway, here's the rest of the clip. And Margot Cleveland goes into more detail about these guys. Things that you probably thought of on the periphery, and some of them you knew, and she'll validate. Others you might not have known. Here it is.
The claim it was hindsight was just ridiculous. And why is she out there anyway? Why isn't the media asking President Biden these questions? Why isn't the media asking the Attorney General what they're doing? The evidence that Joe Biden was involved in the pay-to-play with Hunter is pretty clear, and we don't even know a tenth or a hundredth of what's been going on.
Yeah, that's right. That's tip of the iceberg stuff, right? I mean, we have indications out of the emails and text messages that CNN, the Washington Post, the New York Times, those latter two say they've authenticated. You know, we've got a federal prosecutor weighing charges on whether to indict Hunter Biden, or maybe tax fraud, money laundering, violating foreign lobbying laws. But there's new information coming out, reports from Just the News, that 2010 emails show that Hunter Biden and a partner at his Rosemont Seneca firm helped out Joe Biden's tax returns, that they were trying to divert Joe Biden's state tax return out of Delaware, his state tax refund, to give it to Hunter Biden to pay off Joe Biden's debts and expenses that, that Hunter covered. So the financial entanglement seems deeper than we know.
Exactly. Before the election, though, we knew enough for these questions to be asked. We didn't need the elite media to say, oh, it's been authenticated. We had a business partner of Hunter Biden authenticating that this 10% for the big guy was talking about now President Joe Biden. But like you said, we have more and more evidence coming out that there was an entanglement, there was a repayment. The question I have is how much wasn't repaid? How much was going from Hunter or from Joe's brother covering what the president had as his, you know, lush living expenses?
And Margo, how did President Obama allow this? How did the Obama allow Hunter Biden flying nearly 24 times on Air Force Two with Secret Service security detail to do business deals overseas? I mean, there's that. By the way, this is a debate that's going on. It's speculation right now. It's this, that the far left Democrats are leaking and they're talking to the media to push aside Joe Biden for a candidate the far left wants that will answer to their agenda and not America. So that's what's going on, too, that there's speculation about possible replacements for Biden. People say no to the vice president, but more and more of that debate is coming up.
Welcome back, everybody. There's a lot to unpack there for sure. Evidence is clear. Well, let me go back to what Margo Cleveland had to say. She says, why isn't the media asking these questions of Biden? Why are they not asking these questions of the attorney general? And what are they doing? We don't know 1/10 or even 1/100th of what's going on. I completely agree. Welcome back. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Evidence is clear that Bidens are involved in a pay-to-play scheme. Indications are that CNN and the New York Times, at the very least, authenticated this information and knew about it well in advance. Federal prosecutor possibly indicting Hunter Biden on a variety of things, including the violation of tax laws, as well as lobbying laws. Then I didn't know this part. The possibility that they diverted Joe Biden's state tax refund to give it to Hunter to pay off debts that Hunter covered on behalf of the big guy. These guys were co-mingling. Now, Margo Kidder comes back and says, we knew all this before the elections. His business partner, Hunter Biden's, this is Tony Bobulinski or whatever his name is, authenticated that Joe Biden is the big guy. More and more evidence of entanglements. These guys, you know, colluding and commingling their business activities together. And Joe Biden has been on record many times to say, I knew nothing about my son's involvement. I knew nothing. And well, he knew something. And then they said, how much was going from Hunter and Joe Biden's brother James to the big guy? Easy to find out. Easy. See, you're not going to convince me that there's not somebody out there who can just say, look, I want a public records release. Joe Biden he has a responsibility to show us where his money came from. So where did it come from? And then they ask another intriguing question. How much did Obama know? Now, Obama only alluded,
well, you know, we got to prove, you know, I warned Joe.
Well, I don't know. I think Obama knew all this, and I said this in the previous shows, multiple shows. That's why he didn't want him to run. He said, look, Joe, you're not ready for prime time. Number one, you're a bit of adult. But worse than being a bit of adult, you also are crooked. And it could be found out. And you know what else it could do? It could hurt my legacy. I want you to think about this. Without this, Barack Obama rides into the sunset and pretty much gets to live out the legacy of nothing happened on my watch. We know that's a lie, but you know what? He's done. I'm done with him. I'm sick of hearing about Obama. But now he's going to be back front and center. And they have no protection. As I said earlier, they don't have the youth vote. They don't have the Hispanic vote. Biden's approval rating with all of them down into the dumps. They don't have the black vote. They certainly don't have the suburban white vote.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.